Yeah, it was John's best friend for over 30 years. We met at the gym originally and hit it off straight away. And we've just been best friends ever since. He was one of those people that would basically do anything for you. He was always there, caring, supportive. If you wanted a true opinion, not a glossy opinion, you knew you'd get the truth from John. And he was usually right.
I guess that goes with his role, his job as well. Sort of, that sort of telling it like it is, and that's what he was like. He was very well loved in his job, wasn't he?
He was indeed. Yeah, I think a lot of the traits about John followed through him throughout his life. You know, probably from his early days in the forces, through to his when he sort of came into Civvy Street, if you want to call it that, working with sort of mentally incapacitated, and then working with child abuse cases and things like that. But I think the values that he held, whatever he did, he was passionate about it, he was supportive, he was loyal, reliable, and he would often go out of his way to just help and support anyone, regardless of gender or background or circumstances. He just wanted to help them and get into a better place, basically, you know, and have a better life. And he could be like a big kid a lot of the time, Johnny. He was, you know, the life and soul of the party, very warm guy, friendly, fun-loving. I think the way he was, because he was like a big kid, that's probably why he had such an affinity with the youngsters he worked with. And he obviously had a massive impact on a lot of these kids' lives, more than even I realised. I think they've named an award after him now. And it's a fantastic legacy, and it's been, in a sense, it's been good for, I think, for his son to see what a huge impact John's had in so many people's lives, you know. And it's so much more of an impact than any of us ever realised, and I only hope that I can say the same when my time comes, you know. But he was a huge inspiration and just a fantastic friend.
How do you cope with the loss of a best friend that you've had for 30 years?
That's a tough one, because you've had this person who was never overly judgmental. You know, we've gone through rough and smooth times, and he's just always been there, and now he's not. And although I've got other friends, I've not known them anywhere near as long as, you know, as John, and he's been sort of the longest friend, if you like, in life that I've ever had. But I know he's with me, and he's still supporting me.
And of course, you will be marking a year. A lot of his colleagues, and as well as his family, his wife, and son as well. What do you hope for that?
I think it's just it's a celebration of John's life and what he achieved. And what we can take from both John's effect on people's lives, and for Cheryl's part, his wife, I think just what positives she can take from the whole experience moving forward that other families and victims can learn from and be supported by, all coming together, one common bond, as it were, again, in John's ethos, just supporting people.
And what way, sort of, have you managed to sort of help support Cheryl and the rest of the family?
We've just tried to be there for her, do what we can. Obviously, John's son is our godson, so we've a close bond there. And I know his son wants to do well for his dad as well as for himself. And, you know, we've said, you know, don't sort of overpressure yourself in that way, because I know his dad would be immensely proud of what his son's achieving. And will go on to achieve, and I know he'd be immensely proud of his wife and how she's dealing with things, and what she, you know, the way that she wants to take the positives from the whole experience, and the way that she wants to try and make a difference. He would just be immensely proud.